What's Real and What's for Sale? Written by Calypsid and read by K-Verb. This is a Mass Effect fic rated teen and up audiences in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Femme Shep / Garrus and is a pirate AU. Additional tags include space pirates, defecting, it's never an easy process, trust issues, imagine trying to join the Normandy team after Sovereign, and enemies to allies. This is part two of On Winds and Wild Tides. Hey, Shepard says, smiling brightly, watching Garrus duck awkwardly through the hatch. Walk while we talk. At Garrus's nod, she breaks into a quick walk through the crowded access tunnel, dodging a few sleeping crew as she goes. I'm Shepard. You probably knew that. And this is Dr. Liara Tassani. Her mom was Saren's chief henchman. The grin she tosses behind her has teeth in it. Shepard, the Asari groans. She's very young. You promised you'd stop introducing me that way. I don't know, Liara. Do you have that in writing? Shepard grins again before she gestures the two of them into what looks like a service elevator. This is the vehicle bay, and that's an M35 Mako. Tough old bitch. Behind us is the engine room and the drive core, she says, jerking a thumb over her shoulder to indicate the plain wall of the elevator. It starts then, the door sliding closed, and rises smoothly upward. We're a little cramped. Some of the crew had friends who were willing to take some leave and help out once they understood what we were doing, and we ran out of hot swap berths about 10 people ago. I'll find you somewhere to sleep, though. Scout's honor. Or Presley will. Shepard glances over as the elevator comes to a stop. You're not one of those people who hate Krogan, are you? Garrus has to give her a very suspicious look indeed, but he shakes his head anyway. Good, Shepard says with an easy smile, turning to the door as it slides open. We've got a Quarian on board, too, but everyone loves Tali. I don't think it's possible not to. Rex is... not like that. Anyway, medbay to the left, and Dr. Tassoni has her research office back there, too. Prothean stuff, long story. Then officers' quarters to the right, and mess hall behind them. Then up here is the CIC, operations, and the helm. She takes the shallow stairs two at a time, and Garrus follows her, his long legs protesting their odd shape and length, to find a Turian-style pit with a central command map, spreading most of the length of the top deck, with more consoles in the nose, leading to the helm. It's a good configuration. It's familiar, too, even though most of the crew manning the consoles are human, not the Turians he half expects to find occupying the seats. There's a lot of people up here. Some of the consoles have secondary units slaved to the first so they can work together. There are a few crew hanging over people's shoulders and discussing things with the operators in quiet, intense voices. And then they go back to their own station, or someone else's, like they're passing along gossip. Though they're all clearly discussing things far more important than that. The overall atmosphere is crowded and hectic and overwhelming. He can't imagine the Alliance staff this ship this way. In his experience, humans are big on personal space and elbow room, which is a luxury on a working spaceship. You've been busy, he says in a carefully neutral voice. Yeah, Shepard agrees in a bright voice, shoving her hands in her pockets and rocking back on her heels. Dr. Tassoni gives Garrus an apologetic smile and slips away toward the rear, where there's some kind of bulkhead acting as a makeshift sound baffle. There's probably an office back there, or maybe the comms. It's only one ship, she says, somewhat apologetically, like she thinks it's not enough. But I've got the best crew in the galaxy, and between them and Dr. Tassoni's research, we're getting somewhere. One ship, however enthusiastic and motivated its crew, isn't great odds against an enemy like a Reaper. And Sovereign was one Reaper. Who knows how many are stalking the galaxy from dark space? But Garrus is a Turian, and to a Turian, terrible odds are nothing more than the stick they use to motivate themselves. He smiles at Shepard, giving her a nod, too, in case she doesn't understand Turian facial expressions.
Where do you want me?
For some reason, that makes her eyes flare wide for just a moment before she can get her face under control. I was thinking you could help us with our forward planning, she says, biting her lip briefly when she pauses. I'm more of a tactical nuke, and right now I think we need a sniper rifle. Garrus laughs.
How did you know I was trained on sniper rifles?
Just lucky, I guess, Shepard says, her grin curling into wickedness. It's gone so quickly that Garrus wonders if he imagined it, but the heat flaring in his stomach says otherwise. The room at the rear turns out to be a boardroom and comm center, and there's far fewer humans in it than Garrus expected. Rex is one of the older Krogans Garrus has run across, crusty and gnarled with the years and brawls and mercenary work, and he acts like it. The Quarian is there, too, chatting in low voices with Dr. Tassoni, Navigator Presley, and the Gunnery Chief, Lieutenant Williams. Welcome to the Pirates, Detective Vakarian, Shepard says with a grin, the rest falling silent around her as she takes control of the meeting. We have our reasons, I'll admit, but most of us are committing treason and theft and a number of other sins, too many to list. I'm surprised you're not trying to arrest us right now.
Something the size of Sovereign doesn't come out of nowhere, Garrus points out, settling back in the human-style chair. There have to be more. Or a technological base to support building a ship of that size, and we've never found any evidence of either. That's always bothered me, no matter what the Council said.
They said a lot, Lieutenant Williams says angrily. Most of it stupid. And then they started pushing me further and further out, Shepard says, leaning back and echoing Garrus' casual body language. Orders are orders, of course. But when the Council is clearly refusing to look into what we all know was a cover-up, and I've found evidence in the body of Prothean research, now that I know what I'm looking for, Dr. Tassoni says, bursting into the conversation with the suppressed fervor of a researcher talking about her favorite subject. But no one will listen, Lieutenant Williams says, making a gesture that Garrus has seen aimed at him from humans he's arrested. He thinks it's meant to be insulting. Shepard shrugs. Someone's got to do something, and I had Spectre authorization, at least until the Council caught on that I wasn't being a good little girl and towing the company line.
What I want to know is, why do you believe this bullshit?
Rex asks, looking at Garrus with his mean little eyes, suspicion swimming in them like the primordial muck that spawned him.
Because I don't believe it, and I've been here the whole time.
Why are you still here, then?
Tali Zara asks, laughing.
The food,
Rex says without missing a beat. Bullshit, Williams says with no sign of rancor. You never miss an opportunity to complain. Shepard tilts her head. She hasn't lost her smile, but her eyes are cool, thoughtful, and amused, weighing him in a way that really drives home that Shepard is the soldier who survived the Blitz, Saren, and Sovereign, and she's a Spectre who went rogue and survived. No one's done that in a long, long time. It's a fair question, she says quietly, watching him. Garrus knew that he was walking into enemy territory, with no way out but through, but this is the first time he's actually felt like he was in danger, if he isn't very, very convincing. Luckily, he's already a believer. He leans forward, resting his elbows on the arms of his chair so he can gesture, because that's always helped him communicate with his human colleagues at CSAC.
I didn't know if any of you were on the Citadel after the battle, Garrus says.
He's talking to them all, but he's speaking to Shepard. She's the focal point of the room. Garrus thinks that she might be the focal point of any room she happens to be in. She has that kind of personality.
At first, the Council was as concerned as we are. Their plans were all over the news, and so were your names. All of your names,
Garrus adds, looking at the others for the first time.
You were heroes, and the Council treated you that way. But eventually we noticed that we seemed to have more questions and fewer answers every day. Then the news wasn't telling us anything. And then, after the Keepers repaired all the damage, the Council never mentioned Sovereign again. It's like you never existed. Like none of that ever happened, and all of the people who died meant nothing,
Garrus says, with more anger in his voice than he'd realized was living inside of him.
I knew they were hiding something. I just didn't know what it was. Until now. The implications alone are staggering. One ship penetrated every layer of defenses we have. If there are more of them...
He lifts his eyes to meet Shepard squarely. Garrus Vakarian isn't a galactic hero or a Spectre, but he's been through it, and he's not going to be intimidated by anyone, not even her.
I won't sit around and do nothing, he says to her. If you don't want me here, fine. I'll do it on my own. But it seems stupid not to work together, if we can.
He's granted the sight of Shepard's bright, delighted grin, showing off all her square human teeth. Welcome aboard, Detective Vakarian. The end.